I'm your host, Gavin Abear, and welcome to my new podcast, A Rich's Life. Today, I'm honored to talk with my oldest male living relative, Craig Richard, aka my Grampy, to hear his stories and lessons. My Grampy is 76 years old. He is the most caring person I know, loves animals, and saved my dog Shadow from the streets. He is working on his way to beat cancer. He worked for GM for a long time, and he's always played basketball with me at his local park. And he's always here for me and my mom to support us. Even though he whines about it a little bit, he's still there to love us and support us. So now you know who the man is. My first question to ask him was how his life was growing up.
Well, I was born in 1947 and in Detroit, Michigan. And both my mother and father were both born and raised in Detroit as well. We lived in a suburban city outside of Detroit, and my father, who had after the war gone to trade school in order to start a career in engineering, we lived in a small community. I guess kind of my favorite memories about growing up is that as I became older, I took a interest in cars. Mm-hmm. And even as a child, I was trying to identify all the different makes and models. And as I became older, then I got interested in the manufacturing of the cars and the types of engines they put in them at the time. And again, a lot of this was because of my own father, who had gone into experimental engineering at Cadillac Motor Car Division, and I was interested in what he did for a living. And that made that important part of my life growing up.
So clearly growing up in Detroit played a big role in you liking cars, but were there any other factors that allowed you to like or made you like cars more?
Well, the fact that being in Detroit, and it was called the Motor City, mm-hmm. most of the kids or members of their families were involved with manufacturing of automobiles or selling them automobiles, merchandising them, just as you'd find here in Houston, where everybody seemed to know lots of people that are in the oil industry or in the medical business. And so it was a great influence on me, the automobile business, as I grew into a teenager. I realized quickly that I wasn't like my dad, that I couldn't take vehicles, things apart and put them back together and make them work like they did before or work better. Instead, I would take things apart and I'd need my dad to help put it back together.
So what did you do after high school? Where did you go from there?
Well, I applied to Michigan State University. Again, because of my interest in the car business, I decided on a major in business administration. So I went to Michigan State my first year. I transferred to Eastern Michigan University, not because I didn't like the school, but my girlfriend, my future wife and your grandmother,
yeah,
was still in high school at the time. And I wanted to be able to spend more time with her while she was active in her school activities. So I transferred to Eastern. It allowed me to commute to school daily and spend more time with her.
My next question was, because after finding out he graduated from Eastern Michigan, I want to know what he did after that.
After graduating, I did go on to grad school for a while taking temporary jobs. Even worked in the steel industry briefly. But eventually in 1972, my application to Cadillac Motor Car Division was accepted, and I was hired into the sales, service, and marketing division. And I began my career finally in the automobile business, something I had been focusing on since I was a child.
After finding out how my grandfather got into Cadillac, I next asked him how his career developed there. He told me that he had to work hard and he worked a long time, but eventually moved up to a regional manager in Boston, Massachusetts. And he brought my grandmother and my mother, who was just born. So my next question had to relate to her. So you only had one child, which was my mom. And I have a question about how was it like raising her as a kid?
Well, actually, she was always a great child. And she was pretty smart. So when we moved to Massachusetts, within a few years of being there, her and one other girl used to get a special treatment from the principal. He didn't feel they were getting enough math instruction at their level of aptitude. So he, who was had a math background himself, used to give them special training, which was pretty neat for the school system there in Milford, Massachusetts, to have a principal actually want to step in and help them to go faster than the rest of the children in the class.
So since I'm in high school, I feel like it's a good question to ask. How was my mom like in high school?
Well, I guess I already bragged that she was pretty smart in elementary school, and that was much of the same in middle school. Although she also started expanding her world for recreation, she was joined the track and field department, became a cross-country runner. And then we got transferred back to Michigan. She worked her way into tennis. And by the time she was in high school, she was a pretty good tennis player. So all 4 years that she was in high school, she was a varsity tennis player. And that led to her in her senior year being selected as the most valuable player of her varsity tennis team.
After finding out how my mom was growing up, I had to learn how his career ended.
Sales organization. And there I spent my final 6 years in GM's sales and marketing division, where I got a chance to work with most of the General Motors divisions, Buick, Cadillac, Chevrolet, Oldsmobile, and Pontiac. And it gave me an opportunity to use all my previous years of experience in the automobile business to work with all of these other marketing divisions, and also to provide benefit to our dealers and all of their retail customers. It really was kind of fruition of everything I had done in all my previous years. And I enjoyed it immensely. But after 6 years there, I retired.
What is one piece of advice you would give to your younger self?
Well, I guess I look back on my total career and going through school and getting an education, it's important to always be resilient. You're going to have some ups and downs, a lot of challenges. Things are not always easy, but there's also going to be a lot of satisfaction in the things that you accomplish along the way, both in your educational career and in your occupation, work-life career. And just you have to keep sticking with it. Okay. Be resilient.
My grandfather really resembles resilience as in his work life, in his family, and in his career. Mainly his family, which I'm going to be talking about because my mom moved down to Houston whenever she had me. And he moved down with her to help raise me and take care of me and see me. So he's always been resilient and always, he changed his whole life just to come and see his grandson. So I thought that was really special. Since it's Thanksgiving break and we've spent a lot of time with each other, what's your favorite thing about our family?
I think the most favorite thing is that the strong love and bond that we all have together.
Grampy, it's been an honor for you to be on the podcast today, and I've learned a lot of great lessons. Thank you for your time here today.
I appreciate you inviting me to this interview, and I thank you, grandson.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in and listening this far. If you did like it, please follow the podcast so you can see more. And just with this time that we have left for today, please take a moment to call a loved one that you have and ask them about their life and see if you can have a good time like I did. Thank you for watching, and I'm your host, Gavin Hebert. Good night.